December 28, 1917. Jesus wants the continuous acts of the creature. It does not matter if they are small. As long as there is the motion, the seed, he unites them to his own, and he makes them great. Continuing in my usual state and being a little and suffering, I thought to myself, how is it that I cannot find rest, either at night or during the day? Rather, the weaker and the more suffering I feel, the more my mind is awake and unable to take rest. And my sweet Jesus told me, my daughter, you do not know the reason, but I do. And now I will tell you. My humanity had no rest. Even in sleep I had no respite, but I worked intensively. And this, because having to give life to everyone and everything, and radio everything within me, it was convenient for me to work without stopping for one instant. And one who has to give life, must be in continuous motion and uninterrupted act. Therefore, I was in continuous act of letting lives of creatures out of myself, and of receiving them. Had I wanted to rest, how many lives would not be delivered? How many, without my continuous act, would not develop and would remain withered? How many would not enter into me, because the act of life of the only one who can give life, is missing? Now, my daughter, since I want you together with me in my will, I want your continuous act. Therefore, your awake mind is act, the murmuring of your prayer is act, the movements of your hands, the beating of your heart, the moving of your glances, are acts. They may be small, but what do I care? As long as there is the motion, the seed, I unite them to mine, I make them great, and I give them the virtue of producing lives. My acts too were not all apparently great, especially when, as a little one, I moaned and suckled milk from my mama. I amused myself in kissing her, caressing her, entangling my little hands with hers. Then, when I was a little older, I picked flowers, I brought the water, and other things. These were all little acts, but they were united in my will, in my divinity, and this was enough. They were so great as to be able to create millions and billions of lives. Therefore, as I was moaning, lives of creatures were coming out from my moans. I suckled, I kissed, I caressed, but lives were coming out. Souls were flowing in my fingers entangled with the hands of my mama. And as I picked the flowers and brought the water, souls were coming out from the heartbeat of my uncreated heart, and they entered into it. My motion was continuous. This is the reason for your vigil. When I see your motion and your acts in my will, now placing themselves at my side, now flowing in my hands, now in my voice, in my mind or in my heart, I make of them the motion of all, and I give life to each one in my will, giving them the virtue of my own acts. And I make them run for the salvation and for the good of all.